Amid all the Academy Award hoopla, one would be lax if one did not cite the trio of film folk whom the Board of Governors of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences honored with special Oscars. In a ceremony this past fall, Debbie Reynolds was given the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award, while honorary Oscars went to Spike Lee and Jenna Rollins. For very different reasons, Lee and Reynolds have long been high-profile mainstream celebrities. But not so Jenna Rollins, a two-time Best Actress nominee for A Woman Under the Influence in 1974 and Gloria in 1980. Both were directed by her husband, the late legendary John Cassavetes. In a press release, Rollins, who now is 85 years old, was correctly described as an original talent and an independent film icon. It was noted in the release that she got her start on the New York stage and in live television in the 1950s and has appeared in 40 feature films to date, from The High Cost of Loving in 1958 to Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, which she starred in last year. Her other notable films include Lonely Are the Brave, Faces, Minnie and Moskowitz, Opening Night, Another Woman, Unhook the Stars, Hope Floats, Playing by Heart, The Notebook, and Broken English. A number of years ago, I interviewed Rollins for a film magazine. In the piece, I described her as no vain Hollywood prima donna. She wears no makeup and makes no attempt to hide the lines under her eyes. She speaks softly and firmly, her hand occasionally squeezing an interviewer's arm as she discusses her craft. And in general, her acting may be described as magnificently unself-conscious. Any intellectualizing she may have done about her character is eliminated once the cameras roll. Rollins does not act the character. She is the character. And as for the roles that most appeal to her, Rollins explained, "I love a character who finds herself acting without realizing what she's doing, and I love a character who comes in terrific conflict with her conscious and unconscious." At the same time, she would not overly verbalize about the ins and outs of her craft. Rollins observed, "I like to let my performances speak for themselves. I always feel I say as much as I can when I work." However, one of Rollins' most telling comments had nothing to do with her approach to her craft. She noted, "Film hasn't been an actor's medium for a long time. It's a director's medium. Sometimes I almost think it's an automobile's medium. How many films are going to be made with cars all crashing into each other? It's incredible. There must be thousands of them by now." Still, she concluded, "But I'm very happy working as I do. I'm very lucky as an actress. I'm satisfied because I'm doing the work that I want to." Let me conclude by noting that this would be a perfect time to program your own Jenna Rollins Film Festival. You can start with Lonely Are the Brave, and Faces, and Another Woman, and A Woman Under the Influence, and Gloria.